I have met many people since I was elected, none before. I thought I'd met posh people before I came here, but I'd actually just met people who eat olives. I have met lots of people who earn way more than £30,000, who have literally no discernible skills. Not even one since I have been in politics. Not necessarily in this place, although there's a smattering, but I have definitely met some very rich people.
Posh people got no reason. Posh people got no reason. Posh people got no reason to live. They sit in the Commons passing bills, and they haven't got any discernible skills. They eat posh olives with their posh little teeth. They have very little knowledge. They've never been to Cambies. Well, I don't want no posh people. Don't want no posh people. Don't want no posh people round here.
Who I wouldn't let hold my pint if I had to go and vote while in the bar.
Posh people are just the same as you and I, except for inherited wealth. All men are brothers until the day they die. If they can pay for good health, posh people got nobody. Posh people got nobody. Posh people got nobody to love. No chins and they look down their nose. They drink Pimm's from Waitrose. They got posh cars that go wah wah wah. They got posh voices going what what. They got grubby little peerages and dirty little minds. They're gonna get you every time. Well, I don't want no posh people. I don't want no posh people. I don't
want no
posh people
around
here.
You know, they're frankly dowdy, boring people, and I think stopping them is very important.
I'm afraid this chap doesn't know what he's talking about.
When you say nanny, you don't mean your mum's mum.
I don't. I mean nanny who has looked after the family for 50 years come September.
Like the dog in Peter Pan.
Anyway, I'm not going to be told what to do by people who can't behave.
So, Holman Christian soldiers.
God bless them.